Anyway, down to Canberra we go. Marcus Paul from 2CC. Hello, mate.
G'day, Luke.
Nice to talk. We've got an aggravated robbery at a 7-Eleven at Fish Week. What happened?
Yeah, well, we just got some more details through on this. The stolen car's been used to free an armed man who, after he became trapped after robbing the 7-Eleven service station, allegedly, this morning. It's the one on Canberra Avenue in Fishwick. Police say that at around 3:30 this morning, the man entered the servo armed with a large screwdriver and demanded cash. The attendant handed over an undisclosed amount of money before locking the man inside the store while calling police. It was at this stage that police say a dark green Mazda 121 then rammed into the front glass doors of the service station, shattering glass everywhere, but it allowed the man to escape in the car. Police say the Mazda 121 used to ram the store was allegedly stolen from an apartment complex in Lyons in the city earlier in the night. So they're asking anybody with information, obviously, to call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
And we've got an explosion caused by a large amount of fireworks, mate.
Yeah, well, unlike the tragic consequences that Melanie was talking about down there in Melbourne, this explosion came from fireworks and has damaged a couple of cars in Gowrie this morning, which is in the south of Canberra. Police say that around 12:30, a Ford Ute that was parked in a street was extensively damaged after a bunch of fireworks were detonated inside the front wheel arch. Now, the explosion was so big, it also damaged property and cars parked nearby. The police say, ACT police say, the incident could have had, as I say, a tragic outcome. Apparently, it had the potential to really kill somebody. The explosion had enough force to blow the front panel off the car, which landed on another set of cars around 10 metres away. So, as you could imagine, it would have caused somebody some serious injury or even possibly death.
Mm. Mate, just update me. Can you still buy, I remember many years ago you used to be able to buy fireworks in Fishwick. Is that still the case?
I don't know how legal they are.
Oh, okay, right.
I tell you, I suppose you probably could, but I don't know if I'd be going around asking.
Right. Right, mate.
I'll do that. That's my homework for...
Well, that's good homework, and by you not knowing the answer confirms what we all knew, that you live a very clean, honest and proper life, mate.
I'm actually getting head shakes here in the office. They're telling me, no, that you can't, not legally.
Okay. Well, very good.
This week has changed in a number of ways.
Apparently it has. It's time the rest of us caught up. Marcus, thanks, mate. We'll talk tomorrow. Marcus Paul there at 2CC in Canberra. 21 after midday in New South Wales, after 11 in Queensland. A couple of quick emails.